Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor.
All right, so I have Heather Dean Brewer here with me. She is the author of one of my new favorite children's books called Love is Powerful. Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So, can you tell me a little bit about what Love is Powerful is about?
Yeah, absolutely. Love is Powerful is about a girl who attends a march with her mama and whose message, Love is Powerful, is heard by all. The story was inspired by the real-life experience of my friend Mari, who was just 6 at the time when she attended the Women's March in New York City in 2017. At the time, our president had said and done hurtful things to women and toward other communities. And as I was getting ready to go to the Women's March to protest the things our president had done, I had a lot of questions. And some of those questions Mari asks in the book. I wondered, how much difference does one voice make? Does it really matter if I showed up? You know, could we make change when things felt so hopeless? And so I was sitting at my kitchen table trying to write and work out these emotions from the day when Mari's mom sent me a video. And in this video, it was of Mari raised above the crowd at the Women's March shouting, "Love is powerful." So seeing Mari in that really empowering moment helped me process my own feelings and answer some of those questions. And of course, showing up does matter, and one voice makes a difference because love is powerful.
Where can grown-ups go to purchase Love is Powerful?
Mari's favorite bookstore is Word Up Community Bookshop in Brooklyn, New York. So grown-ups can order Love is Powerful there. Or if you're not in New York, you can order a copy anywhere books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham.
And I'm Charlie, and this is Girl Tales,
a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Okay, Charlie, we've got to do some very special shout-outs. Can you do the special shout-outs to our Tailblazers?
Thank you to Prudence and Lucy.
Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like your child to host an episode with me, like Charlie is today, or if you'd like to hear their name at the top of the next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today.
Now on to our episode. This is The Ducks of Lake Ballycork by Izzy Desposito. Enjoy.
Honk. Look out! Honk. On your left!
Honk.
Oh, hello there. This sounds a little chaotic, probably. Let me catch you up. My siblings and I are sort of in the middle of a whole battle right now, and it's kind of hard to concentrate with all the feathers flying around, so...
Take that!
Honk.
Watch it!
Honk. You know what? Let's talk somewhere quieter. That's so much better. We're gonna hang out here in the castle courtyard for a bit. Here's the story from the beginning. My dad was the ruler of our kingdom. It was not too large, but not too small. It was a kingdom that was easy enough to rule. And he was married to my mother, the queen. They were supportive of each other and very much in love. They had 4 children. Me, my name's Helene, Finn, Lily, and Skye. We were a very happy family, but my mother passed away. It was very sad, and my father mourned her passing with a heavy heart. But he also really wanted us to have 2 parents. So when he fell in love with Anna, he asked her to marry him. Anna became our stepmom.
We don't like Anna.
Finn, this is my part of the story.
Sorry. Gotta get back to the battle anyway. Catch you later.
Anna liked us, at first, but then she started to have very little patience for us, and we tended to get into a lot of mischief. We had a game where we would collect trash from around the castle and drop it on her from the battlements. All in good fun, of course, but very naughty. And we used to take our father's paints and pour them into the water on Loch Rin, the largest lake in our kingdom, to see how the colors would swirl, stick to the plants, and sink below the water. Anna didn't like that at all. We asked our father to build us a lake resort, and he did, because he loves us. It was huge, and many people came to visit us. And she especially didn't like that. Her dislike for us grew and grew, until one day, she took us to a lake to go swimming. We were excited. We suited up and jumped in the lake. Suddenly, we noticed storm clouds rolling in. We looked towards the shore, and there was Anna.
I call upon the spirits of the water. I call upon the spirits of the sky. Take these children away from me, and away they shall fly. 300 years upon this lake, Loch Rin. 300 years upon another called Ballyquirk. 300 years upon the last, Loch Derravara.
She was casting a spell. We looked at each other, and Finn suddenly honked and grew a green neck.
Honk.
My arms turned into big gray wings. Then suddenly, with a pop and a strike of lightning, we were ducks.
Honk.
This is a curse you cannot undo until you become the rulers of a kingdom. Good luck convincing people they can be led by ducks.
There is one thing Anna messed up with the curse, though. We could still speak, like I'm talking to you right now. We sat on the lake, not sure what we should do next.
Honk. How do we rule a kingdom if we don't even know how to swim with these wings?
Lily? Lily!
Oh, hello. Sorry, I was in my own thoughts. I was trying to remember what ducks eat. Because we have to eat. And I just can't remember.
Let's go to the castle and find Dad. If we hurry, maybe we can beat Anna there.
Do you even know how to fly? Do I even know how to fly? Oh my goodness, we're ducks.
We are ducks, which means we're aggressive but pretty. Gorgeous but territorial. And we should just know how to fly. Like instinctually. Watch!
Are you sure? You're flapping a lot and nothing is happening.
Just give it a second.
Whoa!
I did it! You try!
And we all did. We all flew as fast as we could. It was a bit of a messy flight. We were all still getting used to our wings, and then we landed at the castle, beating Anna there by the length of a feather.
Honk.
Honk.
Guards!
Honk.
Come deal with these ducks in the courtyard. They're honking up a storm.
No! Dad!
Ah! The ducks talk.
Dad, it's us! Sky, Lily,
honk.
Helene,
honk.
Finn,
honk.
Anna changed us into ducks!
What? Anna wouldn't do that.
Look out! It's her!
She has magic, Dad! She changed us when we were in the water!
Ha! I didn't just change you. I cursed you. For 900 years.
Anna, my love, why would you do that to my beloved children?
Oh, you should see what they did to the lake. All their pranks? You could not see it, but I did. You are blinded by love. I thought I would come back and tell you that they had tragically died in the lake.
Why not just kill us then?
Ghosts? Hauntings? It's so common in these parts, I didn't want to risk 4 children-sized phantoms following me around.
Enough! I have heard enough! Guards, seize her!
My father grew furious. He banished her from the kingdom and built our lakeside resort bigger and bigger so we would never be lonely. Water slides, cabanas, tropical smoothies. It was a paradise. We got whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted it. After all, the curse kept us at the lake near our father's castle for 300 years, and then we would move on to lake number 2. So for 300 years, our dad's a tiny bit immortal, I forgot to mention. We played and splashed around with our friends, children, their children's children, And of course, our dad, who kept us company, usually by rowing out to meet us in the mornings for a quick race across the shore. We would let him win sometimes, but come on, we were ducks. We were fast. The water, which used to be crystal clear, turned murky as the resort grew bigger and bigger. When the day came that we had to move on to the next lake, it was very sad, but we were excited to go somewhere with clean and fresh water.
I can't believe you're going.
Are you sure you can't come with us?
I know. I could come along and keep you company, but the curse won't let me follow. Please keep in touch. I'll keep trying to find a solution so I can come see you.
Honk. I'm going to miss you a lot, Dad.
We'll keep practicing for our next race.
Oh, you better. You're slowing down in your old age.
Oh, Dad, you're so silly. We're immortal, too.
And tearfully, we said goodbye to our dad Honk. And flew off Honk. Towards the next lake as the curse commanded. It was a terrible lake called Ballyquirk, polluted and gross.
Where are we supposed to sleep at night with all this trash lying around?
Ugh, what's that smell?
I think it's that gross blobby thing over there.
Ugh.
This is so disgusting. Are we supposed to eat fish out of this lake? What do ducks do on polluted lakes? I don't think we're even supposed to be here. Maybe this is the wrong lake.
You're being silly. Of course this is the right lake. This is Ballyquirk. It's just a horrible lake.
It is a curse.
But what if we were supposed to go to the lake next door?
The curse would have drawn us there, but this is it.
We can't even race with Dad when he visits. There's so much sludge.
Let's stay on the shore tonight and sleep on the sand. Maybe tomorrow some of it will clear up.
It's morning, and it's even grosser now. How is that possible?
Watch this. I can clear it away with my wings.
It looks like you're just getting dirtier, and ew, what is that?
No, wait, I got it! I don't have it.
Maybe a local can help us out? I don't think even normal non-cursed ducks would stay on this lake.
Oh, look! There's a guard!
I gotta tell you, this guard didn't look like such a great person, but we were a bit desperate. Lily flew over to talk to them.
Hi there. Sorry to startle you, but we're talking ducks. Long story short, we were cursed as humans to live as ducks for like 900 years, and the first 300 years we had to be at one lake, and now the curse is forcing us to live at this lake. But look at the lake, right? It's so bad. So I was just wondering if you knew anything about all of that mess, and also possibly if there's a way we can clean it up, maybe?
You talked way too fast. I don't think he understood you.
Sorry. I love your boots, by the way. They're so shiny. And your mustache is really cool, the way it twists up at the ends.
Thank you.
So, can you help us?
I'm sorry. I don't think I can.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks anyway.
The person with the shiny boots and mustache started to walk away. And then, just as we started to sulk back towards the water, he returned.
Hi, sorry. I can help you a little. You probably shouldn't stay in the lake because there's way too much pollution. It's probably dangerous.
We figured already. The hard way.
The pollution is because the Duke who rules over our kingdom has these machines. They make clothing. They're like huge looms and sewing machines all rolled into one. Anything you want, whenever you want it. But it comes at a cost. And the cost is what's happening to this once beautiful lake. The waters used to sparkle and shine, and we all used to go swimming and boating. It used to be as fun as the lake in the kingdom to the south. Have you ever been?
The one with the lake resort? Yes, that's our home kingdom. I mean, the water doesn't sparkle and shine much anymore, but it used to.
Our lake used to be just like that. But now, it does nothing but smell like garbage and waste. Listen, I can't help you clean it up, but I can help you find some place to stay.
That would be great!
As close to the lake as possible would be great.
There's a fisher person who lives on the North Shore. She'll let you live there, I'm sure of it. Tell her that I sent you. My name's Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Honk.
So we flew off towards the north shore of the lake, and the fisher person who lived there did let us stay. She had a small hutch and brought us all the food our hearts could desire. In return for keeping us safe, we would sing her songs and help her find worms for her bait. She would invite her friends to hear us sing, and they would clap and cheer for us. We'd even take requests. But sometimes she would come home after fishing all day and sigh and take off her boots in a really sad way.
Fisher person Laura, what's wrong?
I'm sorry, my cute royal duck friends. I don't mean to get you down. It's just that for the past few weeks, I've been catching less and less fish. Every time I head out onto the lake, I see less and less swimming around in the water. I used to be able to catch 20 fish in a few hours, but now I'm lucky if I catch one all day. It's just getting me down.
What? How can we help?
Well, unless you can clean up the entire lake, and no offense, but you're just ducks, I don't think you can help. The pollution is driving the fish away. And my friends. My human friends, that is. Like my friend Benji, who had a farm on the other side of Ballyquirk. They've gone off and moved to the city because the lake made everything smell so terrible.
Maybe we can help you by spotting fish from the air. We can dive and look for bigger worms.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. But I think it might be time for me to move on. This lake was a great place to live. I've lived here all my life, but it's not a great place for me right now. The waters are too murky to even enjoy looking at now. The plants are even dying off on the shore. What a mess.
So Fisher Person Laura went off to go find a better lake to fish in. She left us in charge of her house and her small hutch and went to find work in the city.
What do we do now?
What do we do now? We panic.
We don't panic. We have a house. We have food. What more could we need?
We're safe here.
You're right. Sorry, I'm not very good with change.
But we weren't safe. My siblings and I sang really well, if I do say so myself. So when Fisher Person Laura arrived at her new lake near the city, she began to tell people about the beautiful ducks she lived with on Loch Ballyquirk, who sang and caught worms. She told so many people that eventually the Duke heard about us. And one day, there was a knock at our door.
Hello.
Hello. I am the Duke of this kingdom. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Finn. This is Skye.
Honk. I'm Helene.
And I'm Lily.
Marvelous to meet you.
Are you looking for our friend the fisher person? She lives near Loch Derivara now. We're just taking care of her house.
But you're ducks.
Perfectly competent ducks.
Well then, my apologies. I'm not looking for the fisher person. I'm looking for her friends who sing so beautifully. The tale of how their songs make people weep has swept through my city, and I need to hear them for myself. Are you those friends?
I guess? We do sing quite a lot.
And people do like it.
Do you want to hear a song?
Yes, that would be so nice.
Come in, have a seat.
So we sang the Duke a song. It was probably the best one we've ever sang. And when it was over, we all looked at each other beaming. And then we looked at the Duke, who said,
"Wow, that was incredible. You are all going to be a great addition to my collection."
What? What collection?
My collection of things. If I can't have the things I want whenever I want, I get dreadfully sad. And I want to listen to you sing whenever I want. So you'll be coming to the castle with me. Guards, grab them and bring them to the dungeon.
Honk, you can't do this.
Let go of me.
I'll see you at the castle. Don't scream too much. You'll lose your voices. Ta-ta.
And just like that, we were locked in the Duke's dungeon. The stone walls were cold, and the tiny chains they put on our duck feet were unbreakable.
And don't try to escape. It's sort of pointless. This is a really good dungeon.
What are we going to do? We can't stay here.
The curse hasn't been broken yet. We have to go back to the lake, right?
I can break out of here. Watch! Never mind.
Honk, what if we just sing our way out? If we sing really well, maybe the Duke will let us go?
No, that'll probably make him keep us longer.
This Duke is really selfish. I miss Dad.
We'll be back with Dad soon enough.
Soon enough? We're only on lake number 2 of our 3 lake curse. I'm so bored of being a duck. I'm so bored of all these lakes.
And this lake is particularly bad. You can even smell it from here, and we're underground.
What can we possibly do to get out of this?
Imagine if the Duke and all his cloning machines were gone and the lake was cleaned up. This would be such a happy place.
Everyone wants the kingdom restored to health and wealth.
But what can we do?
We could always try to overthrow the Duke?
How? He's locked us up in this tiny cell with no windows.
Finn's right. We're stuck here with no way out. All hope is lost.
You're right.
Wait, Honk. I just remembered something. Guard! Guard!
What do you want?
I remember you. You came by the lake when we first arrived. You had those very shiny boots and that great mustache.
Oh, right. You're the duck that talked really fast. I didn't realize you were the same ducks I met that day.
We're kind of the only talking ducks in existence.
You don't like that the lake is polluted, right?
Lily, what are you doing?
You want things to change. I remember you saying you wanted things to change. You wished it was like it used to be, like a lake resort again.
I guess it would be nice to have the water crystal clear and sparkling again. But what can we do? The Duke wants it this way.
Lily!
What if the Duke wasn't in charge anymore, and someone else was? If we work together, I'm sure we can convince him to leave.
Convince him to leave?
Convince him to leave?
You know, overthrow him.
Lily, you can't just say you want to overthrow the Duke to one of the Duke's guards.
Yes, I can. I just did.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
It sort of is.
Nobody really likes the Duke. They really want someone else in charge. The machine makes really bad clothes that fall apart after you try to wash them.
Then let's change things. Just open the door.
Okay. Come on, quickly! Follow me out of the dungeon. I think I know a way we can convince the Duke to leave.
What is this place?
The Duke's clothing machines. They make clothing at lightning speeds.
It's so noisy. What are we doing here?
We need to destroy the machines.
That's a good idea.
Watch this. I can destroy this one right now. Hi-ya! Huh! And take that. And then this feather. Huh! Mm! I did it!
You did it! Let's start destroying the rest of the machines. Go, pull those threads. Okay, hi-ya! Destroy that frame! Pick apart that fabric! Get it! Okay, got it!
Crunch! Take that, you awful noisy thing!
And that's for ruining the fish! And that's for making the water that weird brown-green sludgy color!
And then suddenly, as my siblings and I, and Ken the guard, were dismantling a machine that looked like it made pants, we heard a gasp.
My machines!
It's the Duke!
Oh no!
Guards, seize those ducks, and that guard with the shiny boots.
Run!
How much further?
We're almost at the city gates. Oh no.
An angry mob!
What do you want?
Oh, sorry, we're not angry with you. Though we get that we give off a very angry vibe. We're here to help you destroy the Duke's machines.
We heard the ducks were attacking those awful machines and we got really excited. I grabbed the wrong pitchfork. This one is for special occasions, but it'll do.
That's amazing.
Everyone gather around Lily. She has a plan.
I do?
You do.
Okay. Hello, angry mob. Sibling ducks, guard with the shiny boots. Let's talk strategy.
You're out of time. We're going to crush your little rebellion once and for all. No one can destroy my clothing machines and get away with it. My guards and I will put a stop to this at once.
Okay, the plan is simple. Defend each other, stay together as a group, and let's destroy all the machines in the castle. Charge!
So now you're all caught up. Here we are, at the battle. The Duke's guards are strong, but nothing we can't handle. Lily's leading the way. Finn is screaming, "Watch this!" every time they use their wings to attack.
Watch this!
And Skye is keeping an eye on the action from above.
There's a clear path to the machines on the left. Go, go, go!
We did it!
All the machines were destroyed!
Three cheers for the ducks!
Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
This is the worst kingdom. Why did I ever take this over from my parents? I'm giving up. Take it! Take the kingdom! It's messy and full of garbage now anyway.
Alright!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
What happens now?
We choose a new leader. Hopefully someone who can help us clean up the lake.
I think it should be someone who will protect the lake from everything bad. Who will stop people from dumping garbage in it.
Who will stop people from building too many buildings around it. Like resorts. Like in our old kingdom.
Who will save the fish. And the fisher people who depend on the fish.
And who will think before they act. And think about how their actions will affect the environment.
I choose the ducks. Helene, Lily, Skye, and Finn.
Yeah, aren't they already sort of royalty? That's the gossip anyway.
Ducks! 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 Ducks.
What?
Yeah. You're all human again.
Oh my goodness.
Watch this. I'm walking on my legs.
Oh man, I'm gonna miss flying.
Oh, we broke the curse.
How?
Anna said we needed to become rulers of a kingdom to break the curse.
Suddenly, with a poof, Anna appeared.
I did say that, didn't I?
Get behind me. I'll fend her off.
I am so proud of you.
Huh?
I am so proud of you. And your father is proud too.
Our father banished you from our kingdom for using magic on us.
I hatched a plan behind your father's back, and the curse prevented him from interfering. A little trick I picked up a long time ago in magic school.
That's why he couldn't come visit us here.
Shh, let her speak.
I saw you dumping paint and garbage in our lake, Loch Rin, allowing it to become polluted and dirty, asking for the lake resort to be built on the shore, and I knew in order for you to learn how to lead our kingdom, or any kingdom, you had to learn the value of protecting our resources. Our lakes and waters are just as important as having fun and playing jokes on people. I didn't let your dad visit you because, frankly, he was always letting you off the hook. He loved you all very much and did not like telling you no.
Who are you?
Oh, silly me. I'm their stepmom. And I'm a very proud one. They learned how to rally people together behind a cause. They learned how to lead on their own, even as ducks. You did it.
We did it!
Okay, phew. Because honestly, we love you four, but I don't know how to take care of ducks.
Does Dad know the curse is broken? We have to tell Dad the curse is broken!
So, we sent word to our dad, who visited us right away. Turns out Anna and our dad were very happy to be reunited. They hated being apart. Our kingdoms joined forces and cleaned up all the damage the Duke's machines did in Ballyquirk and all the pollution in Loch Rin. Our friend, Ken the Guard with the shiny boots, he spends his summers on the lake in our dad's kingdom, and we come along when we can. The resort is gone now, and we educate everyone who visits on how to treat our natural resources. We race our dad on the lake still, but now we use boats instead of wings. Anna makes sure we put on wildlife-safe sunscreen and helps us recruit fisher people to count the fish in each lake to make sure the lake is healthy and clean. And we lived happily ever after. Honk.
That was The Ducks of Lake Ballyquirk by Izzy Despacito. Starring Adriana Colone, Tessa Flannery, Christina Pitter, and Chad Chennai. Produced by Chad Chennai, assistant produced by Megan Begala, and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham.
Hey, grown-ups, we are Kids Listen,
the grassroots organization of kids podcasters, bringing your little ones and you high-quality audio content every day.
And we just got to ask you a question.
If you live in the United States, what's your voting plan for the upcoming election?
Did you know Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd?
Did you know in many states you can vote early?
Did you know that you can vote by mail?
Did you know in many states you can still register to vote if you haven't already?
Head to vote.org now to check and see your status. Find out where you'll be voting, if you plan to vote in person, and if you plan to mail in your ballot, find out the deadline.
Your voice matters. Your vote matters.
That's vote.org. Make your voting plan today.
Grownups, you can follow Girl Tales on Instagram, join our Girl Tales Grownups Facebook group, or follow my newsletter. I'll leave the links for all of those things in our show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
Charlie, you are the best. Thank you for doing this. And you're awesome. And do you want to say anything else to the listeners out there? You can say no.
Nope.
Okay, that one I definitely got, so we should be good.
There's always a day when you feel like giving up, and so many moments you think you're not enough, but you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Princess ain't about- us girls can be strong in the night. You gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.